Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om 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 namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hope you all had a nice day. So Mr. Goyal is here. Welcome. So we are going to read from the sacred scripture, Bhagavad Gita. Are you eager? So that's very good. Then you will get millions of times more. So Srila Prabhupada has translated Bhagavad Gita as it is. And we're in the second chapter, which is contents of the Gita summarized. And we are on the Sandhi verse, transition from one section to another. Sandhi means transition. So the text is 39. So here you can practice your Sanskrit. By repeating after me, please repeat. Eshate bihita sankhye. Eshate bihita sankhye. Eshate bihita sankhye. Buddhir yoget vimam shrinu. Buddhir yoget vimam shrinu. Buddhya yukto yaya partha. Buddhya yukto yaya partha. Karma bandham prahasyasi. Problema? Karma bandham prahasyasi. Karma bandhan prayasyasi. You couldn't add up, right? See? And then, eshate bihita sankhye. Buddhir yoget vimam shrinu. Buddha yukto yaya partha. Karma bandham prahasyasi. One more time. It's chapter 2, text 39.
Oh, it's possible without also prahasyasi.
Hoofdstuk 2 tekst. Hoofdstuk 2. Please chant. You too. Hoofdstuk 2, tekst 39. So the chapter is text chapter 2, text 39. Second line. So, I'm going to read the translation. We have a long purpose. Thus far, I have described this knowledge to you through analytical study. Now listen as I explain it in terms of working without fruitive results, O son of Pita. When you act in such knowledge, you can free yourself from the bondage of works. Please repeat. Thus far, I have described this knowledge to you through analytical study. Now listen as I explain it in terms of working without fruitive results. O son of Pita, when you act in such knowledge, you can free yourself from the bondage of works. So, will you remain attentive to the whole purport? You promise? Good. So, start. I will interrupt and give comments, otherwise it's not possible, not humanly possible. According to the Nirukti, or the Vedic dictionary, Sankhya means that which describes things in detail, and Sankhya refers to that which describes things in detail, and Sankhya refers to that philosophy which describes the real nature of the soul, and yoga involves controlling the senses. This is a very important point. You can put down your books for a moment. So it's a very essential point. There's many yoga societies who don't control the senses. And this is ridiculous because, therefore Srila Prabhupada mentioned this. So therefore we follow for the regulative principles of freedom. It's a preliminary thing. Okay, now you're all fully awake. We read on the purport. So, and yoga involves controlling the senses. Arjuna's proposal not to fight was based on sense gratification. Forgetting his prime duty, he wanted to cease fighting because he thought that by not killing his relatives and kinsmen, he would be happier than by enjoying the kingdom after conquering his cousins and brothers. The sons of Dhritarashtra. Yeah. In both ways, the basic principles were for sense gratification. Fighting or not fighting. Yeah? Not doing something can also be for sense gratification. Today I don't go to school. Today I don't go to work. Yes? It's sense gratification. Happiness derived from conquering them and happiness derived from seeing kinsmen alive are both on the basis of personal sense gratification, even at the sacrifice of wisdom and duty. Krishna, therefore, wanted to explain to Arjuna that by killing the body of his grandfather, he would not be killing the soul proper. And he explained that all individual persons, including the Lord himself, are eternal individuals. They were individuals in the past, they are individuals in the present, and they will continue to remain individuals in the future. Because all of us are individual souls eternally. We simply change. Why is this so much stressed, Srila Prabhupada? Because a good portion of philosophers, transcendentalists, say you will merge into Brahman. So you will not be an individual. So you can hear that when you speak with spiritually minded persons. Many times, but Srila Prabhupada's mission is what? Nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatade shatarini. To deliver the Western countries from such bogus philosophy. So they're singing beautiful bhajans. One time in Amsterdam, I witnessed this. So beautiful. But it's misunderstood. We are spiritual, but not God. We are part and parcel of God. And we are an individual, but we are not God himself. So we are godly. We are spiritual energy, but also individual spark in that spiritual energy. So we are individual now, in the past, in the present, and we will always be eternally. So is this point, does it come across? Srila Prabhupada wants us to understand this. And when we are an individual, we can have a relationship. Like here's a conversation. You can talk to God. So if we are not an individual, what talk can there be? And what relationship can there be? None. So, and all our happiness comes from relationships. You are the wealthiest man in the world. You are the king. You don't have any citizen. A bird comes and sits on your balcony, and you start to talk to the bird because you have a relationship. Imagine a king without citizens. Empty kingdom. So then you will become attached to a little bird, because relationship. So we simply change our bodily dress in different manners, but actually we keep our individual study, our individuality, even after liberation from the bondage of material dress. So the dress we are wearing, what dress are you wearing, Mark? Spanish dress. Devotees don't identify with their land of birth, but if he were to ask in a social talk, he would say, Spanish. Yes. But this is just a dress, right? So we simply change our dress in different manners. But actually we keep our individuality even after liberation. Mm. An analytical study of the soul and the body has been very graphically explained by Lord Krishna. Graphically. So yeah, those who were in the classes before or who have read this chapter. What kind of graphics come to mind? Second chapter before this. What kind of graphics? Don't think of any analogy. Just be enthusiastic and say something, please. What Srila Prabhupada is referring to when he says it has been very graphically described, this analytical soul study of the soul? Mark, you're wearing Bhakti Shastri. Something comes to mind. Second chapter is a long time ago, I know, 2 months. How does Srila Prabhupada and Krishna in Bhagavad Gita describe graphically the soul in the second chapter? Yes. Yeah, any analogies comes to mind? Thank you for that. Okay. Yes. Very good. Yes. Anything else? These verses, I mean, indeed. Come on. Very nice. So, somebody knows that? Speak, Mr. Goyal. Yes, these are all nice philosophical points, and especially we started to get into the graphics. A very graphical description, please. So he already touched on it. Babu, say it loudly. Mark. You know everything, Madhu. Give a chance. Please, speak. Yes, and graphics. So he touched upon it. Now say what he was going to say. Steal it from him. He gave. Yes, that's Chinese to me. Okay, yeah. What does it mean? Thanks. She knows everything. Yeah. Well, that's a comparison, an analogy. When this cloth is worn out, what do? I make cowpins from it. But then I just buy new. I buy new, yes, cloth. All right? So this body also, when it is useless, you take another body. Yeah, anything else graphic? Srila Prabhupada says it's very graphically described. Yes, okay, yeah, in the purport indeed, Srila Prabhupada thought it's like, what is the size of a soul matter? Yeah, 1/10,000 is the tip of a hair. That's the size of a soul. Anything else? Yes, these are the philosophical points. Yes, we are speaking about. Yes. 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 You can't kill. Yeah. Anything else? Oh, we already covered some nice points. Mataji? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Very good. Babu? Speak. Okay, winter and summer bring happiness, distress. Similarly, also happiness and material happiness and distress come in our life, like the winter and the summer. Okay, good. Good. Thank you very much for your contributions. You have read Bhagavad Gita very attentively. So this purport becomes a little bit more light by your contributions like this. So an analytical study of the soul and the body has been very graphically explained by Lord Krishna. And this descriptive knowledge of the soul and the body from different angles of vision has been described here as Sankhya in terms of the Nirukti dictionary. This Sankhya has nothing to do with the Sankhya philosophy of the atheist Kapila. Kapila, there were two. One is Kapila Dev, the son of Devahuti, third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he gives a Sankhya philosophy, and there was another one who was an imposter, a cheater. Long before the imposter Kapila's Sankhya, the Sankhya philosophy was expounded in Srimad Bhagavatam by the true Lord Kapila, the incarnation of Lord Krishna, who explained it to his mother Devahuti. It is clearly explained by him that the Purusha, or Supreme Lord, is active and that he creates by looking over the Prakriti. This is accepted in the Vedas and in the Gita. What? What, Peter? Is accepted in the Vedas and the Gita. Okay, good. That the Purusha, or Supreme Lord, is active and that he creates by looking over the creation, over Prakriti. This is accepted in the Vedas and in the Gita. The description in the Vedas indicates that the Lord glanced over the Prakriti, or nature, and impregnated it with atomic individual souls. All these individuals are working in the material world for sense gratification. And under the spell of material energy, they are thinking of being enjoyers. They're thinking they are enjoyers. This mentality is dragged to the last point of liberation, when the living entity wants to become one with the Lord. Thank you. This is the last snare of Maya, or sense gratificatory illusion. And it is only after many, many births of such sense gratificatory activities that a great soul surrenders unto Vasudev, Lord Krishna, thereby fulfilling the search after the ultimate truth. Arjuna has already accepted Krishna as his spiritual master by surrendering himself unto him. Shishyastiham shadimam tvam prapanam. Consequently, Krishna will now tell him about the working process in Buddhi Yoga or Karma Yoga. Or, in other words, the practice of devotional service only for the sense gratification of the Lord. This Buddhi Yoga is clearly explained in chapter 10, verse 10, as being direct communion with the Lord, who is sitting as Paramatma in everyone's heart. But such communion does not take place without devotional service. One who is therefore situated in devotional or transcendental loving service to the Lord, or in other words, in Krishna consciousness, attains to this stage of Buddhi Yoga by the special grace of the Lord. The Lord says, therefore, that only to those who are always engaged in devotional service out of transcendental love does he award the pure knowledge of devotion in love. In that way, the devotee can reach him easily in the ever blissful kingdom of God. So here's a lot of information. The Bhagavad Gita is a lot of information. The Vedas are even more information. We have Srimad Bhagavatam, commentary on the commentary of the Vedas, so it's the summary, the essence. So, but all this knowledge is not sufficient to understand the Lord. Oh, how can we understand, Peter? The Lord, please say. No, I have a question to you. You can ask me a question also. Anybody knows how we can? Abhijanati, yes. So the Lord says, therefore, that only to those who are always engaged in devotional service, the Lord reveals himself. Always, not just. Yes, in the loving, he said, loving, out of transcendental love. So not, I'm mechanically serving you, now reveal yourself. We can't, the Lord will not, on our command, demand, But only when he is pleased, the Lord can reveal himself to us. So, is it all clear what we are reading? Is it clear what we are reading? Yes? So, we're going to the last part of the purport. And thus the Bodhi Yoga mentioned in this verse is the devotional service of the Lord, and the word Sankhya mentioned herein has nothing to do with the atheistic Sankhya Yoga enunciated by the imposter Kapila. One should not therefore misunderstand that the Sankhya Yoga mentioned herein has any connection with the atheistic Sankhya, nor did philosophy have any influence during that time. Nor would Lord Krishna care to mention such godless philosophical speculations. Real Sankhya philosophy is described by Lord Kapila in Srimad Bhagavatam, but even that Sankhya has nothing to do with the current topics. Here Sankhya means analytical description of the body and the soul. Lord Krishna made an analytical description of the soul. What does it mean, Sankhya? Literally, you're a scholar, maybe you know. Counting, yeah. So analyzing is counting, yeah? Yeah. In Chinese, a computer is a counting machine. A counting machine. So, so he made an analytical description of the soul just to bring Arjuna to the point of Bodhi Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, Lord Krishna's Sankhya and Lord Kapila's Sankhya, as described in Bhagavatam, are one and the same. Yeah. They are all Bhakti Yoga. Lord Krishna said, therefore, that only the less intelligent class of men make a distinction between Sankhya Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. Sankhya Yoga Pritak Bala Pravadantina Pandita, beginning of the third chapter. Of course, atheistic Sankhya Yoga has nothing to do with Bhakti Yoga. Yet the unintelligent claim that the atheistic Sankhya Yoga is referred to in the Bhagavad Gita. Now it's the beginning of the fifth chapter. One should understand, therefore, that Bodhi Yoga means to work in Krishna consciousness in the full bliss and knowledge of devotional service. How does that sound? Good? Is it boring? It's as it is described, it is not boring, right? What does our mind say? The mind agrees? Today I was in the kitchen, long time I had not been there, but it was not boring at all. I had a good time, Madhu Gopal Prabhu also. So, making sandwiches, like, how many times you did that in life, yes? Making sandwiches, Bhotarama smear, but it was so good to make sandwiches for Krishna. We went on Harinam to the city of Ghent and we were preparing for all the devotees on the bus, preparing sandwiches, 6 o'clock in the morning. So it was very nice to do. So it's not boring. I was thinking this thing came to my mind this morning. Krishna consciousness is just so full of variety. How was it for you, Madhu? A totally different experience, right? You didn't expect it. Normally you would not have done it. But it was nice for you too. So there's always surprises, you know. Krishna has always so many surprises for us. He's so personal with us, you know. He exactly knows how to surprise us. So every day we should get up like this. How Krishna is going to surprise me today? How will he surprise me today? Huh? So that's Krishna. He's very kind. Today we were surprised. We were amazed. We were in Ghent. We sang a holy name. The amplification didn't work. What's one surprise? But we had a very nice, wonderful, blissful time chanting the holy name, which is the essence of all advice. Just absorb yourself in hearing about Krishna, the transcendental personality, who is the best friend of all, so also of us. And he's very personal, very attentive to the needs of his devotee. That's one of his names, Bhakta Vatsala. So he's so loving. But do we see that? And do we, after seeing it, reciprocate? So therefore it's so important we meditate on the instructions. Krishna here is presenting himself, right, in the Bhagavad Gita. And also explaining who we are. He's kindly helping us to understand who we are. And Lord Chaitanya, he also did. Huh? He said, just brush off the dust of the mirror. Yeah. Hey, clean the dust from the heart and see who you are. Yeah? Wow, I'm an eternal spirit, soul full of bliss. I have nothing to do with the dictations of my mind. I have nothing to do with all this. Sometimes it's a torture, right? The thoughts, okay, isn't it? Sometimes it's very intense. So I have nothing to do with that. This is my mind. This is my my shirt. You have a shirt and a coat, right? When my body aches, when I have pain in my back, that's my body, that's not me. I can tolerate it, like winter and summer season. But when, and the mind also aches, itches, stinges us. So that's the shirt, and the body is the coat. It's a little more gross. So, but so many times we mistake our shirt for our real self. But that's a problem. But therefore we read our Bhagavad Gita, and this chapter deals with that. And here, in this verse, that section is being closed. The section of explaining who we are, an eternal blissful soul, Satchit Ananda. So that's here being stopped, and now he's going to explain, you should give up the karmic activity. You should not entangle yourself, you're eternal, you're blissful, and take this knowledge, and that you shouldn't work in this world, you shouldn't focus only on maintaining the body, but you have a higher goal in life. That's what he starts to explain here, starts to explain about yoga. And he says, in the next verse, in the very next verse, if you do a little endeavor for this, this is so much to your eternal credit. And even you don't do much, but you do a little bit. Yeah. So then you are eternally benefited. So we see the whole work. Everybody's very busy. We don't have time. I'm sorry, I don't have time. Excuse me, no, I don't have time. For serious things like this also, even. We don't have time. Now we're sitting. Now we're talking. But, and you're peaceful also. That's very rare. Such souls are very intelligent, who take the time for the goal of life and to introspect, what have I been doing so far? And you may think, in my life, but this is not the first time. So many lifetimes, we've been very much busy, caught up in our various plans. We are very active. The soul is by nature very active. Yeah. But Krishna here, now is starting to instruct, he's going to instruct us on how to go about life, how to be successful in life. Real success means, how would that be? Real success is success for the next 2 minutes. How would that sound? Ridiculous? To say the least, yes? So, I'm going to work on my future. Which future? The next 2 minutes, Prabhu. I'm going to work on my future. I will be happy for the next 2 minutes. Yes? So, that's how ridiculous this sounds. But that's exactly what we are doing if we don't pay attention to this message of Vasudev. If we don't take... Because on eternity, this one life is 2 minutes, right? So, how much in ignorance we are if we don't take the effort, right, to just sit down. This is much more difficult for the conditioned soul to hear this message than to do so many things, to be so busy, to do so many austerities. This austerity which we are doing, but you're relishing it, advanced as you are. So, to hear about Krishna, that's the goal of life. To hear about who we are. We are soul. Right? But due to the dust on our hearts, we have not noticed. Right? We are an eternal soul. And we have misidentified with the body, with the mind, with my conceptions, my ideas, since time immemorial. So then, now, by the mercy of the pure devotee who is explaining this pure transcendental knowledge, we can come to the point of a turnover, a change in life, a change, another direction. And he's explaining, we're going to read in the next text, that if we perform yoga, if we dedicate our activities to Krishna, then we will more and more see who we are. Lord Chaitanya made it easy. He said, chant Hare Krishna, and all the dust will go away. Yes. So, this is the essence. I won't speak much. So that Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Take the time, take the effort to remove the dust and see who you are. and you will see what your needs are, the needs of the soul, and what makes us happy. So then we will see we are eternally connected to Krishna. I'm an eternal spark, part and parcel of Krishna. So if I connect myself with Krishna, with the whole I belong to, if I serve that, then I will be perfectly happy. This is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in a nutshell. So then we should go to business and start working in that direction. So therefore now, soon, here the holy name will be chanted, which is a very easy process. So you can relax and meditate on your position. I'm an eternal servant of Krishna, which is a very nice position because you are really taken care of by having such a good master, a loving friend who is taking care of all your needs. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya, he concluded that verse by saying, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Do you believe this? Are you convinced? So, then chant Hare Krishna. Make Krishna, take Krishna serious. Krishna is not my God, one of many, or this is not my hobby. This is not my meditation to calm down my mind. But it is something much more, you know. He's my well-wisher, he's my friend. And I want to work on that relationship, Prabhu. It should be good now. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Then take a deep breath. And another one. And another one. And that already will calm down the mind. Look, if we would just go through the motions and we don't feel any effect, that's not a good sign. There is an effect to chanting Hare Krishna. What helps you? When are you peaceful? Is it kirtan? Is it hearing a class? When are you focused on Krishna? So find out that and do that more. You like to chant a bhajan? Do that with all your heart. Do that with devotion. We should nourish ourselves. You can't afford not to be nourished. Malnutrition in spiritual life is a big problem. You cannot under-eat. You should nourish yourself spiritually. So we have to find out. We know what we need to take, but like there is japa. Somebody in the bus says that Shripad Aindra Prabhu said japa is a tablet, and the Harinam, that's intravenous. So that's intravenous. So that's very powerful. It immediately. Immediately. So it's powerful. It's a yoga dharma. So we should do both. Japa. And also, when you read about the glories of the holy name, how much better your japa is going to be. Huh? Hare Krishna, Chaitodarpana. So we should chant with faith. Everything done without faith, every sacrifice, charity done without faith, is in ignorance. So what's the power of something in ignorance? So we must chant with faith, not because I have to or because it's good karma, but I have to do it because I want it. Yes? Right? Yes? Because it's the only real thing. In the 14 worlds, there is nothing but what? The holy name. We have to read the glorification of the holy name. Hey, Srila Prabhupada said, if you don't shed tears, yes? And if you don't shiver, if your hairs don't stand on end, yes, after repeated chanting in ecstasy, all of us, we have chanted in ecstasy. You can't deny it. You wouldn't be here. So he says that, yeah, that's a problem. So the reason is offenses. So then how to get rid? In another place, Srila Prabhupada said, you should chant such verses like, Ai Mukta Kure Upashamanam. And he mentions Bhavoshada Shrota Manobhiramat. These are two shlokas, but there are so many more. There are so many more verses, such as is said. So, try. We should set the focus. Before we do something, we must know what we are doing and why. Yes? Isn't it? So then you do it with your heart. If you think, well, yes, maybe it's good. So, if we're going to spend 2 hours, we may as well do quality. And then it's a whole difference. We take a little bit of time for praying and making sure we are aligned in three ways. Like we should be rested and we should sit straight. It's not a detail. And also, we can take deep breath. Yes? And pray, prepare the mind. And the heart should be there also. And then associate with those who are enthusiastic for these practices. Please do. Please find out these persons. Mataji. Yes, sure. Yeah, we should do enough kirtan. Look, and even 2 persons can do an ecstatic kirtan. You find out that person who is fired up, who is enthusiastic, right? And try to take his association little more. Yes? Is it correct? Is it incorrect? Yeah. So, these are just a few thoughts I share. I don't know much. But maybe somebody like to contribute a little bit inside. So I'm a practical person. I go to basics because I want to. I want it to work. Don't mind, please, that I bring it down to some basics. I need to hear this, and you just happen to be here around, so you have to hear it too. But it's very good to remember Lord Chaitanya's mercy, right? The essence is to understand that Krishna loves us. So why would we not love him? Lord Chaitanya said, "You, my dear Brahmana in South India, you have understood Bhagavad Gita. You have understood it." And he couldn't read. He held it upside down. Yet he was shedding tears. "How come?" Lord Chaitanya asked him. "Well, when I see this picture, I have become overwhelmed that Krishna is God, and he's so kind that he becomes a charioteer of his devotee, that he serves his devotee. So, did you know Krishna is like that? And do you know it? Do we remember him like that? Or do we think, he's God, yes. I'm not. That's too bad." So, he's a very wonderful person. Nobody can equal him. So this is devotion. Yes, Prabhu? Overview. Overview, there's also, summarizing is in 18th chapter, here is overview. This is what you're going to get. And then in the end there is a summarize. This is an overview. Okay, I'm going to speak something. You're a soul, you're eternal. And then I will explain you something about... I'm going to explain you about Bhakti Yoga, Buddha Yoga. And he just gives a little bit about it. Yes, and later on more in detail. Yes, it's not yet summary. It's overview. Yes? Yeah, the title is summarized, but for those who don't read on, who don't have much time, they get already something in the beginning. But you have it there? Yeah? What is that word? Shankar what? Another name of the chapter is Shankhya Yoga. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. An analysis of the Gita. Yeah. Anything else you want to share about this? So now everybody's going to take Krishna consciousness very serious. Is it? Because By doing that, we touch upon the essence and that's Srila Prabhupada said in the introduction of this book that therefore one should come at once to the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, and that is what? To accept Krishna and to surrender to Him. Oh, yeah, one final comment. Just like it's an offense to compare, to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna one of the auspicious ritualistic activities, that's an offense. But it is, of course, very auspicious. Just in the same way, it is, of course, very relishable, enjoyable. Of course, it is my hobby. But I would minimize Krishna consciousness, you know? You're my hobby. If imagine you tell your wife, if you have a wife, yeah, you're my hobby. In my free time, I like to spend time with you. She wants to be much more important. And that's only your wife. Or if your children. Yeah, for my free time. Yes, sure. So, yeah, I meant it in this sense. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there was an enclave. A bubble. So we were singing and dancing in the city, and you're saying that there was such a big contrast to the people. Those people were absorbed in temporary things, and our party was absorbed in an eternal. It's very rare, yeah. No, it's very wonderful. Thank you for contribution. Yeah. So we want to always count our blessings and make sure we accept the gift. Yeah. Yes. So let's accept the gift. Gaura Prabhu is going to chant the holy name after playing Mridanga for so many hours. So just can't get enough. So that's the point we want to come to. And you get real satisfaction from chanting the holy name. To shanti charamanti cha. This is what the great souls they will do. So it's good you're in that category. And that you come and take. You use your time for glorifying Krishna. To shanti cha ramanti cha. Machita madgata prana. Bhagavad Gita. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
No, I've been involved, I've been involved.